Can you offer any details of the contents of the defense attaché's message to Russia?
I don't know the details of that message. I don't know exactly how that information is transmitted. What I do know, though, is that that is a routine channel of communication, that the defense attaché in Moscow is responsible for communicating with his counterparts there on a regular basis on a wide range of issues. And it is not uncommon at all to use this channel to raise our concerns about this kind of conduct from the Russian military. We've seen these kinds of acts from Russian military pilots, for example, in the past. This is the channel that we have used to convey our concerns. So it's not at all extraordinary that we would be conveying our concerns about this incident through that particular channel.
But the incidents themselves on Monday and Tuesday were not routine. I've never seen video or photos like that of Russian aircraft buzzing a United States warship.
What I've understand to be true is that the incident that we saw is not routine, but certainly not unprecedented.
Does the United States believe that Russia violated the incident at sea agreement?
Well, I think it's what is clear, based on the information that I read to you, is that the conduct of the Russian military pilots in this particular incident is inconsistent with that agreement, and that's why we would raise those concerns through our defense attaché.
Something striking about watching the video, the U.S. sailors don't appear to take a defensive position of any sort. Did you notice that? Did that strike you? This is a serious incident, but it didn't appear that they were trying to defend themselves.
Well, it's I wouldn't speak to the standard procedure for responding to these kinds of incidents. The Department of Defense may be able to give you a better sense of the reaction and by the sailors that were on board the ship. And I think civilians watching the video may have been alarmed. But I think we've acknowledged that this is the kind of behavior that we see from the Russians periodically.